Healthcare Authority. We are going to get kicked off here in just a minute once we most of the people get let into the Zoom room. So it was just a moment. Okay, so welcome everyone to the Drug Price Transparency Pharmacy Benefit Managers Listening Session. I am Donna Sullivan. I am the Chief Pharmacy Officer with the Healthcare Authority. With us today, I have Annette Schufenhauer, our Chief Legal Officer, who will be assisting with giving the presentation. Julie, you can go to the next slide. I want to just introduce the Drug Price Transparency team. We have Julie Colacurcio, who is our pharmacy or Drug Price Transparency Program Manager. She is the primary person you'll be communicating with when you are sending emails to the Drug Price Transparency mailbox. We also have Arshina Hussain, who is our primary analyst with the DPT program. Arshina is who you're primarily communicating with when you are sending in questions or inquiries to the DPT technical assistance email box. We also have Laura Crocker, who is the program assistant, Ryan Pistresi, the assistant chief pharmacy officer, and I think I got everybody from Healthcare Authority. If I missed anyone, I apologize. I'm not going to have all of you introduce yourselves. There's many of you. I do wanted to go through some logistics. Please try to keep your phones muted if you are not speaking. Also keep your cameras off if you're not speaking. This meeting is going to be recorded. So it's video with an audio recording and will be posted on our website. So if you have colleagues that have missed the listening session, they can view it online after we are finished. And so I'm gonna go through the agenda. We'll do an overview of the Drug Price Transparency Program. We'll talk about some of the reports that are outstanding, the number of registrants, the status of our accomplishments, what's next in this program. And then we have some slides where we want to hear from you about your experience with the Drug Price Transparency Program. And then just a reminder to update your contact information whenever it might change. So Annette, I think this is where I hand it over to you.
Thanks, Donna. So this is a quick overview of the Drug Price Transparency Program. I'm sure you're all very familiar with the programs and you've probably seen similar slides to these when we met last time. But it's great to be back again and provide you a status update and go through the information. So again, as an overview, the Drug Price Transparency Program was something created by the legislature. It's codified now in RCW at Chapter 4371C, and it directs the HCA to implement a drug cost transparency program through reporting from carriers, pharmacy benefit managers, drug manufacturers, and pharmacy service administrative organizations. Next slide. The definition of a PBM or a pharmacy benefit manager, well, that's also found in law, and that's found in RCW 19.340, subsection 010. Next slide. One of important to know as we think about the Drug Price Transparency Program is to understand what's in scope and what's out of scope. What do we mean when we say certain things? So the legislature provided us a number of definitions that are important. We're providing you information about those. So a prescription drug is a very important term of art to understand as we talk about drug price transparency. It's a drug regulated under Chapter 69.41 or 6950 RCW, including generic, brand name, specialty drugs, and biological products. PBM data reporting. there's a number of requirements on pharmacy benefit managers and requires submission by the PBMs to HCA starting in March 1st of each year. I'll go over some of the information. You'll see it here on the screen. It's all discounts, including total dollar amount, percentage discount, all rebates received from a manufacturer for each drug on the pharmacy benefit manager's formularies. Second, a total dollar amount of all discounts and rebates that are retained by the pharmacy benefit manager for each drug on the pharmacy benefit manager's formularies. The actual total reimbursement amounts for each drug the pharmacy benefit manager pay retail pharmacies after all direct and indirect administrative and other fees have been retrospectively charged to the pharmacies are applied. And fourth here, the negotiated price health plans paid the pharmacy benefit managers for each drug on the pharmacy benefits manager's formularies. Next slide. And there's more. The amount, the terms, the conditions related to the co-payments, reimbursement options, and other payment or fees associated with the prescription drug benefit plan. Six, disclosure of any ownership interests the pharmacy benefit manager has in the pharmacy or health plan for which it conducts business. And seven, then any appeals that are filed pursuant to RCW 19-340-100, subsection 3. This law also gives HCA the authority to audit PBM financial records for the purposes of ensuring that the information submitted under the section is accurate and all the information in that section that was required to be submitted to HCA is not open for public disclosure. So HCA has a number of reporting requirements. So we receive all this information from you and we must compile and analyze the data. And we must prepare annual reports for the public and the legislature, synthesizing the data to demonstrate the overall impact that the drug cost rebates and other discounts have on healthcare premiums. And then we are also tasked with making recommendations to the legislature on how to provide advance notice of price increases to purchasers in the state of Washington. Next slide. So I'm gonna kick it back to you, Donna, to take us over a status of the accomplishments. I know a lot of work's been done and I'm eager to hear all about it.
Great, thank you. So January of this year, we posted our progress report. It was really just about going over where we were with implementation. We have 34 PBMs that are registered in the state and required to report. This year, as you may be aware, we delayed the reporting to June of 2021 so that we could get the data submission guide completed. We've only received complete reports from 9 of the pharmacy benefit managers. So if you have some of the pharmacy benefit managers that are required to report have not even attempted to. So I want to remind you that this is a statutory obligation that, you know, can get fines if you're not in compliance with. So I urge you to get those submissions in as soon as possible or submit an extension request form, which we have automated, and explaining why you're having difficulty getting your submission submitted to us, your report submitted to us. We've also established an SFTP site to make sure that it's easy to submit the reports. We've created a process to register and update your contact information. We have solicited feedback from the pharmacy benefit managers several times, the first listening session prior to program going live. We also had a brief question answer Q&A with some pharmacy benefit management representatives prior to finalizing the submission guide. We created a tech support inbox so that you can pass confidential information to our analysts. And what that really does is it limits who within the healthcare authority can see that confidential information. So we have created a system where only certain analysts get to see the actual raw data that's coming in. So we don't want you to be submitting your reports and attaching email or Excel spreadsheets that have your data in it to our main mailbox. So if you have technical support, questions about your report and need assistance, please send it to this particular mailbox. And Arshina and her team will be able to assist you. And then, of course, we finalized the chapter 18251. We've made some changes in it last year, and we'll be refining it again probably in the year going forward. So next slide. So what's next? We completed the carrier. We have the carrier and the PSAOs that are required to report in October. So we are going to prioritize getting their submission guides updated first. And then for next year, we will revert back to the March 1st reporting due date, and we will be getting the pharmacy benefit management submission guide completed and updated later, probably the early fall is what I would say. So also make sure that you update your contact and your registration information and any contact information if it has changed. And then in the future, we'll be finalizing the data and analytics and creating the report that will be posted for January of 2022. Next slide. So now we want to hear from you. And so logistically, if you have some feedback, please raise your hand. Use the raise hand function. You should be able to find that by the participants. down at the bottom of your screen if you're on Zoom. And then once you have raised your hand, we'll call on you, and then you can unmute yourself and provide your comment. Also, feel free to ask questions or provide your feedback in the chat function, and we will we'll be monitoring that and try to respond or read those out as we as we're going forward. So, first, really wanting to hear about your experience submitting the PBM reports to the healthcare authority. What areas of the data submission process did we do well? What areas can we improve on? What areas of communication did we do well, and how can we improve? We're interested in more of the timing of the data submission guide. We want to give you as much time as possible. We've promised to give you 30 days. Is that enough time? And you know, if you had your pick, how much time would you like? What data fields in the submission guide do you have a difficult time understanding or interpreting? And how can we improve our descriptions in the data submission guide so that it's clear what we are expecting? So any comments or feedback related to any of those questions? Okay, we got a quiet group today. I'm not sure if the people on the phone are the technical staff. Do you feel like you're the right audience for these questions, or are you just the primary contact and there's other staff within your organization that would be more likely to be able to respond to these questions? If so, what we'll do is this presentation will be on the website. We can get, and we ask that you submit email feedback if you're not the ones that are prepared to answer these types of questions. So Laura, Julie, can you go to the next slide, please? So again, we were also wanting to know, you know, are there fields that you think should be nullable or negative values? Should we a negative value be allowed? Sometimes prices go up, sometimes they go down, or percentages go up and down. What sections of the data submission guide did you find confusing? Did you find the error log helpful? How can we improve it and make it more useful? So any feedback on any of these items?
And again, feel free to raise your hand electronically if you have a comment, or I'm sure the comment feature is open. We'll take your feedback or questions that way as well.
Well, we might have a very short session then, if there's no comments or questions. Julie, next slide.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. This is Lynette Lukanen. I'm with Prime Therapeutics. The question that I have, or at least an observation that I have, having dealt with a lot of regulatory reports, I think a 30-day lead time for as much data and as complex as the data can be, I think is a short runway for many. And, you know, I'm used to, like, we get the requirements at the beginning of the year annually. We review, compare it to last year, update any changes, and then be able to run the reports, first test it, obviously, and then be able to run those reports and submit them. It doesn't give a lot of time in a 30-day window. So if you can push that out to 60 or even 90 days, if you are be making technical changes to the data, I think that's really critically important, because there's also documentation that has to be done. Just to make sure that everything is correct.
Great, thanks for that feedback.
You're welcome.
And anybody else? I don't know if you're having trouble raising your hand, let us know if you have feedback. Like Lynette did, just unmute yourself and shout out.
And again, this is Lynette again, sorry, I'll talk. On these questions, my technical person was unable to attend today, but can we possibly, be able to see this presentation and provide you some input once we can talk about it internally?
Absolutely. Definitely always asking for input. And to your point, Lynette, we want to give you as much time as possible. I mean, eventually our goal, after we've worked out the kinks, is that there won't be a lot of changing in the formatting of the report from time to time. We're anticipating changes possibly this year or for next year based on feedback, what we see getting reported. Where it look, you know, we've noticed primarily with the carriers where they did not, you know, different carriers interpreted the same field differently, and we received very different information in that data field. It passed the technical validation, but it wasn't necessarily what we were expecting. And so we are really wanting to try to figure out, you know, how can we help you make this easier for you? And definitely giving you as much time as possible. I say we promise 30 days because that's what's in the WAC, but we are committed to give you as much time as possible.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other comments? Excuse me. So not hearing any or seeing anybody raising their hand. Again, we will post the presentation on our website. Julie, maybe we can send out a link to Gov Delivery once it gets posted, just reminding everyone that it's out there. And then you can share that with your colleagues that might be closer to the actual work. And we will also get the presentation posted on the website so they can hear what was said, if that is of interest to them. And it might take us a day or so. I'm not sure how quickly we get the links to the recording. Any last call for comments? Well, thank you so much for attending. I look forward to getting your feedback through the mailbox. And again, thank you for participating in the webinar today. Annette, any last comments from you?
No, just thank you so much. Do take the webinar information back to your teams and send us information. We would love to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
All righty, and with that, we're going to close. So have a good afternoon and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.